You guys all there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure because I'm looking on the computer just to make sure everyone gets back on. All right, we have one more just waiting to get on. Everybody's busy on here. Everybody's acting. All right, guys, I want to first of all thank you guys for calling in. It shows a lot that you guys are on this call. Reason why is a lot of people will work on their physical skills but not work on their mental conditioning. And that's the biggest thing. You see it all day long with the athletes. And guys, I just actually hear a little bit of background noise, so if you guys could just hit *6 on all your phones, that way the call could be muted and the recording will come out all right, okay? So if you could just hit *6 for me real quick. Okay, that's pretty much done now. Okay, perfect. All right. Now, I mean, I don't know if you guys, I'm sure, read the paper. You keep abreast of what's going on with the sports. I mean, a lot of stuff is going on. Like, I'm not a Mets fan, but I watch, you know, all about sports. David Wright is going through a lot of pressure right now. He's doing really bad. He's keeping his head down. All this stuff. That's all about his mental conditioning. He's facing the pressure. He's feeling the heat. That's all these things that describe your mental capacity, about how you're dealing with things. All right, so it's very important that you guys learn not only to control your physical improvement, but your mental. Now, I got a little special treat for you guys tonight, all right? One of the people that we know very well through either rumor, through, you know, legend, personal friendship, or what have you, is a guy, actually a man now, a young man, okay, who has pretty much top Staten Island records. He's the leading scorer in Staten Island's history. He's going to graduate in a few, okay? And he set a school record for threes with 10 in a game against the number one team, North Carolina, earlier in the college basketball season this year. Now, just by those things, you guys should know who I'm talking about. Now, that guy is Kyle McElhoney. Now, Kyle, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
All right. Guys, Kyle's going to give you a little insight on what he's doing to control his mind because he's now preparing for the NBA draft. All right, so you guys want to go where he's going. You guys got to listen to people who are doing it. All right, so Kyle, just give them a few minutes of what you're doing to prepare yourself both physically and mentally.
All right, cool. First of all, sorry, guys. I'm outside right now, and sorry if there's any wind or any background noise. But first of all, me and Anthony, we talk every night now. This is, you know, the next stage of my life. It's way more intense than anything I've ever had to go through. And I put myself through some pretty intense situations, whether it was making myself better for varsity basketball when I was a freshman in high school, or making myself able into a Division I player to play at Notre Dame. But now it's the next step, and I've had many talks with different agents and coaches, and the one thing that they always say and always come back to is the guys who make it, the guys who make the league, who make the NBA, are the toughest ones mentally. Are the ones who are able to withstand pressure, the ones who are able to withstand any kind of disappointment and fight through it and overcome it. And I think I'm battle tested to the point where I have an advantage over some guys because of that. But that's not enough. And I need to get there. I want to get there. It's my lifelong dream. So I've been working with Anthony now for the past few nights, and we've been doing it for probably a week now, and I'm out here, I'm in California working out, trying to, you know, get as ready as possible for this thing, and it has helped me in ways that I would never have guessed off the court. You know, I wake up in the morning, my mindset is positive, I'm ready to go, I love what I do, I'm excited about getting to work that day, and that's just the first step. That's just when I wake up. Then when we go to the workouts, I'm into workouts, and say I missed a shot. All right, well, you got to forget about it. Next play. And it's made that whole transition for me. It's made that so much easier working with Anthony and doing all this mental toughness drills. And I think tonight he's going to talk about how people work, and they always try to work towards avoiding pain. And but let me tell you something. If you want to get good at whatever you do, if you want to be good, you gotta embrace that. You gotta kind of go towards that and really work towards that and say to yourself, well, I'm not gonna let that stop me. I'm not gonna let anything stop me. And I think the advantage I always had over my opponent, whether it was in high school, college, was my ability to do that and my ability to to after I hit a big shot, after I missed a big shot, after I made a stupid play, after I made a small play, was to just kind of brush that aside and say, okay, on to the next play. And that's something that a lot of people, most people, especially in basketball, don't do. And I think that gets a lot of people, especially young people, in trouble. So while you're working with this, take it seriously, because it'll really, really help you. It's made, I mean, I'm at the top of my game. I've never been this good in my whole life. I've never been in this good shape in my whole life. But I think the thing that's pushing me to that edge right now is this mental training. And like I said, I wake up in the morning, I feel good, I'm positive, and I do my visualization. I look myself in the mirror, and sometimes it's a simple, just a 5-second, you close your eyes, you visualize yourself doing something, and it's as simple as that. So take this stuff seriously and work on it. It'll really help your game. It'll really help you in other ways as well. And like I said, I'm preparing right now. I'm in California preparing for the draft, the NBA draft. And, hey, I might not get drafted, okay? And if I don't, I tell Anthony this every night, I'm getting to the NBA. And one of the things we talked about is no one believes in me. No one thinks I can get there. No one. And I have conversations with a lot of NBA guys and people around college. No one thinks I can get there. But you know what? No one thought I could play at Notre Dame. And I did some pretty big things there at Notre Dame. I might toot my own horn, but I've overcome a lot in my career. And this is just another thing to overcome. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the position I'm in. But like I said, the thing that's going to get me there and the thing that my agent and everyone else thinks the guys who get there are the toughest ones mentally, the ones who are able to withstand any kind of disappointments. Now I can go into this draft and I can say to myself, if I don't get drafted, that's the end of it. Well, no, it's not the end of it. If I don't get drafted, I'm still going to the NBA. It's just going to be a different path. And that's how it is. That's my attitude towards it. That's my approach. And my high school coach used to actually use that word a lot. He used to say, you know, the thing that makes the difference between great players is their approach to the game. And that's all mental. That's all mental. So take this stuff seriously. Work on it. Practice it, because it will enhance your game in ways you can't even imagine. And once again, I'm sorry for the background noise, but I'm outside, so.
Guys, do what you got to do. I appreciate the time, buddy. All right, good luck. Have a good night tonight. Get your rest tonight. Do all your stuff. All right, thank you very much, Kyle.
All right, you got it.
All right, what's going on, guys? Now, let me ask you a question. If I ended the call right now, that would be enough. I'm sitting here in awe how much Kyle has grown recently. This kid is as humble as they come. You don't get any more humble than this. Everything he's been through in his life, his career, has gotten to this point, and now he's taking it to the next level by doing what he has to do mentally. All right, so what we're going to talk about tonight, all right, is like what Kyle gave a little bit of an introduction to, is what pushes us to do things, all right? You guys do things, and whenever anybody does something, whether it's you miss a shot, or you go down and you commit a hard foul because you got mad, for a reason, okay? There's always a reason behind it. Now, there's two conflicting forces that are those reasons, okay? And the forces I'm talking about is either your need to avoid pain or your desire to gain pleasure. Now, what exactly does that mean? That's a nice little term. What that means is most people do things to avoid pain. In other words, you guys are all in high school, college, whatever it is. When do you do the term paper that's due in a month and a half or at midterm? Do you do it now while you do you do it 15 minutes a night, or you work on it a half hour a night and you get it to the best you can do? Odds are, I know you guys aren't answering, but odds are it's no. I'm going to go back to the way I was in high school, and when I was in college, you wait till, I don't know, a week before, if that, maybe the night before. See, what happens is you're trying to avoid the pain of it. You think the pain of you doing that paper is going to be more pain than the pleasure you're going to get out of completing the paper. But I'll tell you what, when you put things off and you what they call procrastinate, all you're doing is you're setting yourself up for more failures. All right, you're actually pushing your failures. You're building it up. You're building it up. You're building up the pain to the point where you get to the point you have to do that paper. Now it's a question of what's going to be more painful. Is it going to be doing the paper the night before and being up till 2 o'clock in the morning, or is it going to be the pain of having your teacher say, "Where's your paper? You failed." Now odds are it's going to be you don't want to fail. So what are you going to do? You're going to do the paper. So the point I'm making to you guys is you do whatever you do to avoid the pain. That's what's going to drive you. When, in essence, you should be doing things that are going to give you the pleasure. You're going to go toward things that give you pleasure. Like, for example, you got a lot of you guys, obviously, we're all into basketball. Now, running hard drills, right? Whoever you guys have worked with me before with the conditioning, I push you guys sometimes. Sometimes I don't push you guys as hard. Sometimes I talk to you guys. But when I'm pushing you guys, you know, I'm pushing you guys. You could ask Garrett. I'm always on Garrett. I'm always yelling at Garrett because Garrett has potential. Garrett has the potential to be one of the top players to ever come off this island and to be in the class of Kyle, okay? But if he's not pushing to his potential, he's not reaching his potential, then I have to step in and push him the best way I know how, and that's through physical conditioning and mental conditioning. Now,
you always do.
The point is, when you're at a point where you're doing something, you have to look at it from the aspect of what are you going to gain from doing this. In other words, we're doing a hard running drill. What are you going to gain from that drill? I don't tell you guys to keep your hands off your knees, keep your gut sucked in, all these things, just because I like to hear myself talk. I'm telling you this because this is the things you have to look to what you're going to gain as opposed to what you're going to lose by doing it. Now, if you really think about it, I don't push you guys to the point where you're going to throw up or where your legs are going to fall off. I push you guys to a limit, and then when you get to that limit, you take a step back. And then the next time you go to that limit and you go a little bit more. You have to continuously grow. You have to continuously adapt to the situation. That's the only way you're going to grow is when you go outside of your comfort zone. You know, everybody has what they call a comfort zone, where you get to a point where you're comfortable. You know, you shoot 100 shots and that's what you're comfortable doing. Now, if you want to get better, you're going to have to shoot 200 shots. Does that mean you might not want to do that? So you're going to say, I shot 150 yesterday. I don't need to shoot any today. I'll shoot another 50 in 2 days. You don't want to do that. You don't want to go towards the pain. You don't want to do what you can to avoid pain. You do what you can to gain pleasure. You have to look at it and ask yourself a different question. Instead of asking, why do I have to do this, ask yourself, why should I do this? Okay? Why should I do this? What am I going to get? That's the question you ask yourself. What am I going to get by doing what I'm doing? Now, this just doesn't apply to sports. This applies to your life. You know, think about it. I heard a quote once years ago, and it was a great quote. It said, life would be perfect if everybody just did what they should do, what they're supposed to do. You know, people drive. You know, you guys, I know most of you guys don't drive. Some of you do. You're old enough. But if someone's driving a car on an expressway or on a freeway or whatever, and they're going over the speed limit, they get pulled over by a cop, and they get a ticket, right? They get pissed. Oh, what is going on? Oh, you try to make an excuse. Officer, I'm going here. I'm going there. But in essence, you were breaking the law. You got caught. You know, so what should you have been doing? You should have been going the speed limit. What did you do? You did what you shouldn't do, and you got caught. But see, when you apply that to sports, what should you be doing every day? Trying to improve yourself, physically and mentally. Now, only you know. Like Kyle said, he gets up and he looks himself in the mirror, and he's okay with what he sees. He's comfortable. He's happy because he knows he has a positive frame of mind every day. Now, if you know you're supposed to be doing something today, be it practice, be it your schoolwork, and you're not doing it, if you're not able to look yourself in the mirror and be okay with what you see, then you're not doing what you should be doing. And that's going to be a problem, not just in sports, but in life. Okay, so, but the difference is, when you're doing this outside of the sports and in your life, the penalties you get aren't a ticket from a cop. They're your failures in life. They're your failures in your grades. Okay, all these things that I'm telling you guys, these relate to sports, yes, but more importantly, they relate to your life growing up because odds are not everybody's going to make it to the NBA. I know CJ's on the phone, the WNBA, or whatever have you. CJ's I think she told us today she plays like six different sports. So she has six different options to do it. And you know what? I hope all you guys make it to the pros or whatever your goals and dreams are, I hope all you guys make it to what it is. But you know what? Not everybody's dreams go the way they want to go. And there's nothing wrong with that because You have to just take what is given to you and go with it. You know, you guys, you don't understand how lucky you are to have the kind of programs that you guys get with Jerry. Okay, because what Jerry has brought to the table is just unmatched. There's no one out there like it. No one has the kind of program that Jerry's put together and that we work on with you guys. And minus this phone call. This is something that I just wanted to start because I see what's going on in the sports world. I see what's going on with the youth today. And something needs to happen. Something needs to change because these kids are all going down the wrong paths. And it's scary to me because with the day when I have children, I don't want my children growing up in a world that's miserable and that people are hating each other and shooting each other and not knowing what their lives are. I don't want that. And that's what I don't want for you guys. That's why I started this call. Okay? But it's just mind-blowing when you see these kids and you see this sports world and they're just going in a downward spiral. Everybody is failing mentally. It's not so much physically. David Wright is a great baseball player. But right now, he stinks. Why? Because he cannot handle the pressure. He can't take the heat. This is all the stuff in the paper. I'm not making this stuff up. This is stuff that I'm reading. And this is the stuff that triggers my mind to talk to you guys because when push comes to shove, my job is to get you guys out of that link. Okay, so you got to know what you're going after, and you got to know that if it doesn't happen the way you want it to, that's okay. It's not going to go the way you want it to all the time. Now, I heard a good quote years ago. It said, if you want to hear God laugh, now, I don't know if you guys are religious or not, but if you are, even if you're not, it's a funny joke. It said, if you want to hear God laugh, tell him your future plans. Because it never goes the way you want it to. When I was growing up, I thought I was going to the pros. But you know what? I didn't have what we had now. I didn't have the basketball training, the conditioning, all under one roof. The mental aspect. I had none of this. I had people just tell me, okay, square up your feet, shoot, you know, keep your balance, what are you doing? Oh, no. There was nothing like this. There's nothing like this. Jerry will sit there for 2 hours with you if you have to make sure your fingers are moving properly down when you're following through. Because we pay attention to detail. We're not just trying to make you better basketball players or better athletes. We're trying to make you better people. Now, the other topic that I want to speak to you guys about, and, you know, I'm going to keep it kind of short. We had Kyle talk for a few minutes. So I'm going to try and keep it, you know, under about 10 minutes now, and then we should be done. But is what I was talking about before, things you should do, okay? When someone says you should do something, all you guys know what you should do, right? You want to get better in basketball, what should you do? You should shoot more. You should play defense more. You should properly balance your body, right? All the stuff we do, you should do, okay? Now, the problem with should is that there's no commitment with the word should, okay? Should is just, you know, okay, I should do this. You know, right now, I should go out and run to get in shape. I should drop 15 pounds. I should not eat the junk food that I'm eating right now. But I do. So I should, so it's not a priority. Okay? What you have to do is you have to change whatever should you need to change, you have to change that into a must. Okay? Because when you change a should into a must, it changes everything about it. Not just in basketball, but in your life, right? For example, you have a paper due in 2 weeks, right? I should start this tonight. I'll start tomorrow. I should start this tonight. I'll start tomorrow. And then that goes back into the pain and pleasure. You're avoiding the pain. You're not looking at the pleasure of finishing it. So you guys are starting to understand how all of this plays a role together. But now here's the different way you have to approach it. Not, I should start this. I have to start this. I must start this tonight. And that's what you do. You put it in that perspective. And then you say, I must. Why must I? And then you go to what you're going to gain, the pleasure you're going to gain from making it a must. That's why it's a cycle, guys. You can do this on every aspect of your life, not just about basketball, but about your schoolwork, about your family life, about your significant others if you guys are old enough. You know, it's just a matter of what you make a should and a must. If it's something you should do, here's a good saying for you guys. Say, if I should, then I must. Okay, because when you, like I said, you change that into a must, it's an amazing thing that you can do. You can do anything you want when you make it a must. For example, if right now a college coach came up to all you guys and said, listen, I want you to be the starting point guard, the starting number three, whatever it is, on my team next year. But between now and next Friday, okay, this Friday coming up, okay, between now and Friday, you have to shoot 200,000 1,000 shots. You will have a full scholarship, and you will be my starting point guard. But between now and then, you have to shoot 200,000 shots.
What if a coach says
you? Would you think that you should do it? Of course you should, because you're getting a full scholarship and you're getting a starting point guard. But some people might look at that and go, oh, man, 200,000 shots. I can't do that. That's impossible. Right? And where does that go? That goes into avoiding the pain. As opposed to saying, I have to do this. I must do this. So how am I going to do it? What pleasure am I going to get out of this? What am I going to get from doing this? And when you change that little bit of a click of what can you gain as opposed to what are you going to lose, it changes the way you look at everything. You have to have passion about what you're doing. If it's something that you don't want to do, then don't do it. Don't commit to something you don't want to do. And that including this call, my program with Jerry, if it's something you don't want to do, then you do not commit to it. Because when you commit to something, the definition of commitment is cutting off every other possibility. Kyle has done that. Kyle has made a commitment to himself and to his family that he will be in the NBA. It might not be the path that the traditional is. If he does not get drafted, he will go a different route. But he will get there because he's made a commitment. He's cut off every other possibility. He's burned all bridges that can lead backwards. Because if you have a bridge that goes backwards, you can always retreat. You always have an exit strategy. You always have a way to go back. Now, does that mean you don't prepare for things to go the wrong way? No. That just means when you're focused on what you're doing at the time you're doing it, you have a laser focus on what you're doing. That means when you're doing a drill with me or with your team or wherever you are, when you're doing that drill, focus on what you're doing. Laser focus. Make it a must that you give your best effort every single time you step on that court. Every shot you take, every defensive posture, every stance, every time you're playing defense, every pass you're making, bring it into the classroom. Every time you have a test, every time you have homework, every time you have to study, focus on it. Make it a must that you succeed in every aspect of your life. And the more you do little things like that on a daily basis, it becomes so much easier you cannot possibly imagine. You know, I didn't get into this mindset that I have now. Now, am I perfect? No. Do I fall and have lapses? Yeah. That's just part of life. But the difference is when I have a lapse, I just get right back up and just eliminate it. Just get it out of my mind. It doesn't help you looking backwards on how bad you failed and dwelling on it. When you miss a shot, don't drop your shoulders and drop your head. Garrett knows. You know, he'll tell you. So many times he'll shoot and miss a shot, drop his head, and I'm yelling, what are you doing? Don't drop your head. The second you drop your head, you start living that way. That's why I always talk to you guys about posture. Last week we talked about posture and self-esteem. It all stems from there. How you carry yourself both physically and mentally, keeping your shoulders back. All this stuff plays a role into how you approach your lives. All right? And I know this is, you know, I get very, very passionate about this because I'm trying to change the culture of the youth, especially on Staten Island. The youth on Staten Island is going in a spiral downward that is alarming. It's scary. It is really scary. You know, I'm 35 years old right now, okay? To this day, I've never been drunk. I've never smoked a cigarette. I've never tried a drug because I never allowed myself to get into that. I never allowed myself to get into that peer pressure and fall into the trap that all these other guys want you to fail into. Because you got to understand something. Friends are friends, that's great, but you got to consider who you're spending your time with. If they're trying to do the wrong thing, well, if you follow them, you're going to be them. You guys got to separate yourselves. You're better than most people out there, and that's the way you look at it. Not in an arrogant way, though. Not in a way like, I'm better than you, I'm better than you. No, in a way that you walk into a room and you feel so confident in what you've accomplished in your life up to this point that no one could say anything bad about you, no matter what they say. They could say, hey, you stink. You'd be like, so? That's your opinion. Your opinion doesn't matter to me. You know, you guys heard me last week on the call. When you buy someone's opinion, you buy their lifestyle. You're saying that if you listen to someone and you get upset because they don't like you or they talk down to you, all you're saying is that their opinion of you is more important than yourself and than your own opinion. It's silly. When you really break it down, it's silly. All right, so I know it's running a little bit late, guys, so I'm going to end the call now. Any of you guys do not have my email address, okay? If you have a pen and paper, I'm going to give it to you guys again. It's Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, M, as in Matthew, Drago, D-R-A-G-O, and that's at R-B-I, Robert Boy India, then the word sports, and then the word conditioning.com. Anybody, you guys don't have my cell phone number. It's 917-627-8857. If I don't have your email, and now you have my email, send me an email, and I'll make sure you're on my list of everything I send out to you guys. So periodically, I send out things, whether it's websites or whether it's, you know, about the things that are coming up, the different events. Okay, and also, this call by tomorrow will be available online. Okay, through the company sends me an MP3 file. I will email the file to you guys, and you'll be able to listen to it on your computer. There's also a call-in number, okay, where you can actually call in, similar number to the one you have now, and you can call in and listen to it whenever you'd like to. All right? With that said, anybody have any questions, any comments? All right, guys. Well, all you guys have a great night. All right? Get some sleep. Get some rest, and remember, your recovery is just as important as you're working out. All right,
you guys,
all right. Have a great night.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, see you later.
Yeah.
Ant.
Hello.
See you later, Ant.
All right, buddy. Be good.
See you later.